Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Good evening, everyone. It's Eli with the second half of our Hamilton Fringe live show with the amazing Aaron Boyd. Enjoy.
Folks, we have a unique opportunity right now. We are either going to continue with Glorabach's story, if that is what you'd like, or, because he could be dead, or we could have a brand new character. What's the consensus?
Glorabach!
Oh.
Oh, it's right. Wow. There is a division here.
Yeah, that has not happened yet. well, we've got some Glorabach stands, but I think I heard more new character. Yeah. let's get a whole new character. So let's start this process over one more time. Aaron, how long has Aaron been here?
2 days.
2 days. I like that. Okay, 2 days. He's brand spanking new. What's the physicality this character has?
Covered in bells.
Watch him dig. So, okay, covered in bells. I love that. Do we have one more kind of physicality to add to the mix?
He's a moth
sneaky.
Man.
Oh, sneaky. We also didn't get sneaky. Okay, we will use sneaky. He's a moth man?
Yeah, like the cryptid. I mean, basically a man moth. I'm not going to say.
Okay, yeah, no, I dig it.
A bell-wearing man moth.
Okay.
Man moth, not moth man.
Correct. Man moth, sneaky.
Love it.
Just sneaky man moth.
And,
thank you,
Simon. What is it?
He speaks more quickly.
A good chance of that, I'll
work. So, what is a quirk they might have?
Tremendously nervous.
Ooh, sneaky and tremendously nervous.
The more nervous he gets, the more he fails.
And the more sneaky he gets.
Okay, great. So, we just need a title now. So, can I get another, the one with blank, the one where they blank?
The one where they sneak.
The one where they sneak. I like it a lot. I think that's what we're going with. All right, everybody, let's get a round of applause and start this off. Al?
Yeah?
Just a little quick question for you.
Shoot.
Well, I was going through my closet today, just like looking at my jumpers, looking at my various romperoos, and I found that all of them had holes.
Oh, that's so weird. Wow. Oh my god.
Now, unlike the normal holes that I often find little burn marks around them, or, blood stains from being stabbed, or, just vomit in various capacities, that kind of thing. My own internal goo. This time, these just look like little nibs. Little nibbles. Al, you've been nibbling?
I don't know. I guess we got, like, a bunch of rats. Oh, my God. You hear them in the walls. Listen, you can hear them in the walls. Listen! Oh.
I don't hear those.
Oh my gosh!
Hear nothing.
They were making so much noise before, and now that we're listening, they've gone quiet. It's crazy. I don't eat your clothes. That'd be so wild if I ate your clothes. Like, why would I even do that? Because I wanted to know what it was like to eat food, because I can't eat food. I had to find something that was close, and because you're a pretty sloppy eater, there's often stains and other things on them. So I kind of like tried to suck the soup out of your armpit.
Sound of a door opening. Hey, Beatrix,
yeah.
This is going to sound really strange.
Okay.
I think someone was nesting in my souffle.
Oh my god, those rats! That's so crazy about these rats that we have right now that everyone's agreeing about.
All right. I'm not going to lie, Bob. Either Al Beta's nervous chip is acting up.
You hear that rat noise?
Well,
someone
they could be rats, but they would have little moth wings.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused. There's
sound
little...
Sound of bells.
Oh, wait. When did rats discover Christmas?
They're getting smarter. We have to go.
Oh, no.
Wait, I need to make a confession. I made up the rats, and now that we hear them, I am very scared. The rats, I will admit...
Oh, no! Oh! Wait!
Everyone! Barty, get in here! I have a confession.
Yeah.
The things that I say come true now. Anything that I think or feel will happen on the base.
Stop thinking and feeling!
I have a confession.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I just heard the doorbell ring, and no one else seemed to be going to get it. And so after I said, could somebody get that a few times, I had to get up and get it. And I went and I got it, and I opened the door, and I let just, like, this swarm of, like, mothy type man things in.
Why would you do that?
Wait. We have a doorbell?
It was cold outside.
Ah! Oh! Oh!
What does it sound like?
Sorry, I just had to get in from the cold. It was
That's
kind of cold.
A really strange doorbell.
Show yourself, ratted bell queen.
Oh, hello.
That's what
Hi.
It sounded like.
Stop hiding in the shadows.
Be you rat or be you moth?
I be man.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Moth.
Hey, there we go. Cool.
Sorry.
People.
You're a Mothman.
What did I don't care for labels.
Man Moth?
Man Moth.
If you want.
There we go.
If you wish. If that's what's fine with you.
If you be such thing you say.
And I do.
Then show yourself, winged beast.
And I shall.
Oh, God!
Oh.
Hello!
Oh, my... Oh. He's just a little guy.
He's quite festive.
Just hold it. Just make sure to hold that still.
It's a really loud bell for a really small moth.
Shake you a little bit.
Hang on.
Is that a little hat he's wearing? That's so cute. Oh, my God.
That doesn't make sense. When I opened the door, a great swarm came in. I was overwhelmed.
That party.
That's the cousins.
I have to go check on my souffle. I'll be right back.
I came in a little earlier and then just to check things out.
Wait a minute. Show me your teeth.
That's a weird question for someone you just met.
Yep, checks out. He smells like cloth.
That's just, there's so such little to eat outside. And I could just smell the scent of various linens.
Psst, hey, Moth, man.
Broadlooms.
Man Moth. Over here. Sidebar.
Oh.
Sidebar, man moth.
Oh.
Stop eating Beatrix's clothes. That's my thing.
I understand the attraction.
She's an incredibly sloppy eater. Like soup, sandwiches, pasta sauce. It's everywhere.
I can fully hear what you're saying.
Get off! Close the door!
Sorry, I'm naked. Good news is, there's plenty of food. The bad news is there doesn't seem to be any clothing left anywhere in the base. They're really fast eaters.
Hey, get out of there!
Oh, come on, sorry, I'm so hungry.
Oh, you're so hungry.
I am hungry. It's the wings take so much energy, it tires me out.
Yeah, well, you know, if you'd come in here and asked, oh, could I have a little sampling of your clothing? I might have said yes, but you were so sneaky about it.
Do you have one with a different fit?
Excuse me, but sometimes it's just a little difficult to try to approach new people and make new friends in an environment that you're just not comfortable with.
That makes a lot of sense.
Of course.
I really think you are imposing your values upon me in a way that quite is unjust and really just, you know, it doesn't really seem like it's fair.
Don't empathize with it.
And you're judging him too fast. He's just done something we've all done before. Eat a big amount of clothing.
Haven't you found yourself in a place where you just couldn't bring yourself to really just reach out and you know, stretch out of your own comfort zone?
No, I respect what you're saying. Guys, how about in the spirit of approaching sentience that we find on the planet with, you know, friendliness instead of hostility, we invite you to dinner. We'll prepare you a hamper.
What's the hamper lined with?
No, there's clothes in it. With the clothes in inside of it. It's like probably it's going to be plastic, not linen.
Oh.
I mean, we could find a linen one for you, maybe.
If you could, it's, you know, it's a nice aperitif.
There's no clothing left anywhere in the base. This is it.
I mean,
so just the clothing you are wearing in this room right now?
Yes.
Well, I, for one, am very comfortable with my body. Oh, feels good.
We'll see you at supper. Cut to just before supper.
I'm just gonna light a few candles. I just want the atmosphere to be right. I want it to be warm and welcome.
Al. Beatrix, Bob. Something's not right about this guy.
The shower curtains work. They're not eating them.
I know I said he seems friendly, but think about this. Why ring the doorbell if he had already been inside the base?
That was the cousins.
Why?
It's a very easy solve.
Yeah, I don't know. Why are you trying to...
Beatrix, I'm not going to lie to you. I feel a little undermined in my point now.
Sorry, naked Beatrix has never been more confident. I have nothing to fear now but fear itself.
I had actually worked up quite a conspiracy, but we can move on if you'd like.
It was the cousins.
Okay, it was the cousins.
Who are very hungry.
He seems great.
Yeah, no.
Right. Yeah, what are we going to do about the cousins? They seem to be multiplying.
No, they're fine. No, they're great. They rang the doorbell. They're very polite.
Bartholomew. All right, what's your conspiracy plan?
It's not my plan.
Well, it's certainly not Beatrix's. She figured it all out.
No.
Hey, stop looking for answers. Look, we already know the question, buddy.
We can move on from this. If you guys don't think it would be unsatisfying to not to explore this, then we'll just carry on.
We could ask our friend.
You can just point blank ask him, are you hostile or are you... the opposite of what that word means.
He can hear you. He's been on my shoulder this whole time.
Yeah, oh, right, boy.
Ah, so sneaky.
I didn't even notice. He's like a bean.
Oh, you're much more steady than the other one. It's just so much... I feel so much more comfortable around you.
Oh, thanks.
You're just, you know, grounded.
Sorry.
Wow.
And safe. And
wow.
Beatrix, do
and a little
Beatrix
tender.
What was the last part?
Safe.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Ow.
Oh, sorry. Wait. That's just my little claws.
What's wrong, Bob?
Oh, I don't know. It's just everyone's... his claws, you know, he just loses balance. He digs in a little and...
Wait a minute.
Ow! Wait. Ow!
Did you just take a bite of his skin?
No.
Wait, what happens when you run out of clothes to eat?
Yep.
Well, then my teeth are sharp enough.
Right.
Come on, man! I was really rooting for you! Gosh, darn it!
Oh!
Does anybody have any clothing?
Oh no, guys! No, he's fine.
Okay, I will concede the point. He has devoured Bob. Maybe it's more than meets the eye with this guy. Maybe you just want to shoot like a couple quick facts about what you're thinking at us before he moves on to you or Beatrix.
It was probably me because I'm quite nude. I have literally no defenses. My confidence has been shattered. Woo! What a ride! Oh, have you started nibbling?
Just a little.
Get off of my boob.
What? Oh, he's on me now.
He's got a weakness. It's hands.
Oh. I don't want to touch him.
There's no need.
Ow!
Maybe I was wrong.
No,
more less confidence.
He's pretty resistant to the hands.
For a small old guy, you have quite the bone density.
It's all the cotton.
That makes perfect sense.
It's like a cockroach.
So
that
we're pretty...
That is offensive speciesism.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Could I just gauge the room
now?
We are
a very proud race of man moths.
Oh, maybe that's his downfall. Pride! No, it's probably not pride. It's probably something far more common.
Do you want to elaborate on what you're doing in that situation?
Self-confidence issues and generalized anxiety.
I can't read the vibe of the room now at all.
Wait. Did you say you have generalized anxiety? Oh, man. Me too! Oh my goodness! That's why I stayed naked for so long, because I never felt so confident. Like, my anxiety levels just went... Whew.
I never would have thought. I thought you just seemed like the most together of anybody here.
What? You seem like the most together. Look at you just going through clothes like it's nobody's business.
Know, this guy over here, he's got such trust issues.
Oh, my, don't even get me
wants
started.
Wants to think the worst of everybody.
Do me. What's my thing?
Everything's a conspiracy theory. And
the cousins did it.
It's just, just not right. We rang the door. How do you open a door?
You ring it.
Exactly.
You ring the bell.
That's a simple story. That's the answer.
That's it?
You don't need big answers.
You don't need big answers, Bartholomew.
To be clear, I was objecting to the chronology. You had said you were in here. Then your cousins rang the doorbell. There's a difference in social etiquette there.
And there's a difference between me and my cousins.
That's true.
Cut to the next day in Bartholomew's room.
I wasn't trying to label all man-moth species as the same, okay? I wasn't trying to say that.
You really need to be more careful about the words you choose.
I'm about to say I'm sorry, and I feel a little weird about that because you ate Bob.
Wait, he ate what?
Oh, is he back? Oh.
Welcome to a fresh
course.
Hell, Bob.
Why am I the only one with clothes?
We all kind of went with it.
Seems like not for long, man.
Yeah. Do you remember, Bob, when we met that Caesar fellow and something happened, where the action wasn't, and that completely changed how we were reacting to the situation?
Do you have any idea what he's saying?
Not a clue. It's a conspiracy theory.
Maybe it's the cousins.
Maybe it's the cousins.
Oh, look!
The cousins! Wait, hold them off! We never got your name, oh Mothman!
Paleo Pill.
Did he say Paleo Pill?
Or Billy O'Pill?
Billy O'Toole.
What?
You did not say
That's
Billy
not
O'Toole.
What you said.
I heard Roger Ebert. I wasn't listening though. I just kind of walked past.
Paleo Pill. If that is your real name.
Why would you think anything different?
Because you're sneaky!
Yes. Exactly.
Well.
And you've all fallen into my trap.
I have not.
You are naked right now.
Perhaps then you should explain my grand plan.
I feared it would come to this.
I'll get comfortable.
The way I see it. You know Batman?
Not personally, but I
But follow, you're aware of the concept.
I follow his work.
The way I see it, Batman is incredibly popular on Earth. And there was no room for a Mothman supervillain to balance out his role in superhero-dom. So you came here from Earth with your knowledge of Batman to make it big on the screen here on this planet. And in an effort to be polite to the people that you thought, you know, might be involved in stage and screen here, you rang the doorbell, and it all tied together. I just thought of that.
Pill, your cousins can eat him now.
Yeah, why'd you take Bartholomew? That's a crazy theory.
Hold on, we have a doorbell?
I think I deserve this.
Paleo Pill. Listen.
Yeah?
I gotta be honest. I don't think there's gonna be room for all of us in this base. And if you keep eating us, you're still gonna have nothing left. It does not solve your problem.
I know.
And I think this actually comes from a very deep, deep part of you that feels unsatisfied with your existence.
Something drew me here. I knew that this was the place that I would find what I was always looking for.
Which is?
Silk.
Oh, well, we got silk. Oh, it's just down the hall. We got rolls of that. Oh, why don't you take that and go? It's a parting gift.
That door didn't have a doorbell.
Oh,
so I couldn't get in.
Well, that explains it. Yeah. Oh, so sorry. Albedo, take him to the silk.
Yeah, room. That's right.
But to be honest, your friend there? Yeah, he was dead on. That is actually
what's the Batman thing?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know,
he's got all the others, you know, cover all the villains there, the Joker and the Riddler and the Bookworm, and the Bookworm just—he was just awkward. But a Mothman. Well, I needed to find a place to spread my wings.
I'm sorry. I've had this rolled-up newspaper in my back pocket for a really long time, and I think I'm about to use it.
My one weakness.
It's newspaper. Oh, sick. So does someone want to go get new Barty?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'll get a broom.
Civilized. Starring Phil Johnston. Michael Davinsky. Sean Howard. Christy Bolton. And special guest Aaron Boyd. Recorded live at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. Your technician in the booth tonight has been Rose Useneca. I've been your sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen. Thank you, and good night.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen! Wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.